Sport and talk for Liverpool.
Radio City Talk.
Okay, season's ended, but we're still going to do Fan Friday. So we got Jay and Gary. Morning to you, fellas.
And boys.
There we go. Got them on board. Let's start with Sam Allardyce and Everton. Has it been a week of relief for you, Gary?
Yeah, I think it has, Steve. You know, every supporter I know wanted him out of the club. So we can move forward now.
That's not what Sam says, is it? Sam says it was only the vocal supporters.
Yeah. The guy's deluded. He's just carried on. I said it a couple of months ago. He's been taking the mickey out of the supporters for months and months, and he's just carried on in that vein. So if that's what he actually thinks, he's truly deluded.
Are you quite happy with how quickly the club has acted on this? A lot of fans wanted something immediately after the last game against West Ham, but, you know, it was fairly sudden, wasn't it?
Yeah, so quickly, because, you know, we couldn't let it rumble on. It, you know, obviously there's a World Cup coming up next month, so they have to make the decision quickly. It was a decision that had to be made. There was no getting away from it. He had to go. And they've got to get the next manager in. Again, you know, I'm looking at and hearing stories that it'll be within a 14-day period. Well, you know, that'll do. If you can get him in, he's got to be in before pre-season. And he's got to start the work with the new director of football, you know.
We'll talk about that man in just a moment. Let's bring Jay into things. Jay, it's not that far to the European Cup final. And it's quite a good idea to take the team away, isn't it? It completely takes them out of the spotlight at the moment.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously having the 2-week gap before the final, it was important, wasn't it, to get a little bit of warm weather training. I mean, we've been fortunate with the weather here anyway, haven't we? But it's just good to get away, isn't it? You know, off the spotlight, as you say, and, you know, also a little bit of team bonding on the go. And then, you know, once they return here, a couple of little light sessions, a little bit more preparation. And then I think they fly out next Friday, don't they, to Kiev. So, you know, it's all systems go then, isn't it?
They're flying out the day before, is that right?
I believe so, yeah.
So just a one-night stay. Now, of course, one of the things that has been brought up is if they do win coming back and the homecoming being the immediate day afterwards, there's been quite a bit of conversation going around this. It happened with Istanbul. It'll happen the same way again. Right or wrong for you, Jay?
You know what? Obviously, they have to put plans in place because of all the route that they're going to take and the road closures and what have you, but I just don't think there's the necessity to put it out into the public domain, because it could end up looking silly, couldn't we, if we don't win it? So I just feel a little bit uncomfortable with it all. You know, it's the term tempting fate and jinx and things. So, you know, people are different, aren't they? You know, if you're going to win it, you're going to win it, regardless of whether the parade's being revealed or not. But I just don't really like it, to be honest. It's a week away, and let's concentrate at the job, you know, the job at hand, really, and try and win the trophy first. But yeah, of course, plans have to be put in place, but I just feel a little bit uncomfortable with it being out in the public domain.
You don't want to jinx it. Back to the Blues. Paulo Fonseca or Marco Silva? Who would you prefer, Gary? Despite the fact Fonseca's got a job now already, he's extended his contract. Would you have liked him?
I'm just going to say, if I'd have had the choice, I'd have said Fonseca, but, you know, I'm reading last night that he's just signed another 2-year extension. So, he's out the window, pretty much. I don't know, you know, at the end of the day, like, all supporters have their ideas on who they want, but we're not experts. You know, people are saying Silva's not the man. But you know what, when Koeman come, we were all over the moon about Koeman arriving. So, you know, we don't know, do we, long term? It's like, for example, when Salah arrived last season, not everyone was enamoured with that deal. And look what happened. So you can never say, you know, we're just having our own private thoughts, aren't we? Yeah, we don't like him, we like him. And so whoever arrives, we back him 100%. We've got to get behind him and we back whoever arrives. If it's Marco Silva, then so be it.
I'm not hearing overwhelming enthusiasm from all Evertonians about the name Marco Silva. They sound a little bit like you there, a little bit sort of resigned and let's wait and see how he does. Do you want to be a bit more triumphant, do you think, with the arrival of a new manager?
Yeah, you do, but you know what? I think Marco Silva didn't really have a lot of time at Hull. He didn't have a lot of time at Watford. I think that the problem that people have with him is that he appeared to down tools when the Everton interest came along, because he was doing pretty well early doors with Watford. He had been playing decent football. They were picking good results up. And then the Everton thing came along, and it just went downhill from there. So it was, you get the impression he's down tools at that point. And I think that concerns a lot of Evertonians. But you know what? He's a young manager. We need a young, vibrant, dynamic manager to come in. You know, are Everton going to attract a world-class manager? I don't know. Yeah, we've got ambitions. We've got to have ambitions. But, you know, is someone going to come just for the money? I don't know. So we've got to get a young guy on board. I'm sure they're talking to other people besides Marco Silva. I'm sure they are. I mean, I think a lot of Evertonians would like Emery. You know, a lot of
Unai Emery, yeah.
For the job, myself included. But, you know, as I say, let's just see what happens. We're all experts, aren't we, supporters? But whoever they bring in, we've got to back 100%, and then we go from there. Because, as I say, when Koeman come in, everyone was 100% happy.
Got to be done quickly, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Massive week for Trent Alexander-Arnold, Jay. Obviously, his England call-up, the idea of being in a Champions League final, he's played over 30 games this season. It's been a hell of a meteoric rise for him.
Been an absolute dream for the kid, hasn't he? I mean, 19 years of age, not only getting to Liverpool's first team and playing, you know, most games, really, he's probably been our most reliable right-back, hasn't he, all the way through the Champions League campaign. And obviously, he's played a lot of times in the Premier League as well. And then to get that call for the World Cup squad, I mean, I'm not really that fussed on England or the World Cup, really. I'm not patriotic at all. But at the end of the day, these players want to play for the countries. And it's a great accolade for them, isn't it? And, you know, he's a fantastic talent. We said about it a few times in, you know, previous shows. Like, you know, obviously, even pre-season, that he was one that they were all looking at. He was going to have a bright future. Same with Ben Woodburn. And, you know, this lad's just been brilliant this season. Yeah, there's been times when, you know, he's been roasted in certain games, in certain players. But, you know, it's all about his education and 19 years of age, fantastic talent.
Young player coming through the ranks. And, of course, Everton. Loads of these youngsters. Are we going to see the best of it over the next few years, do you think, Harry?
I'd like to think so. They have got a good crop of youngsters there. The difficulty, I suppose, moving forward, Everton want to see results and they want to see results quickly. So, you know, it's a fine balancing act, isn't it? You know, there's a lot of players in the senior squads who need release and who aren't good enough at this point. So it's a fine balancing act in bringing new players in. It can't be, I've said it before, I don't think it can be a wholesale change straight away, because that can backfire sometimes. So there's got to be changes, and they've got to, a lot of them have had time in the team. I think Tom Davis probably took a little step back this season performance wise but, you know, that can happen to young players second season. It happens. Benningini, the kid in midfield. They've got players there who I think they will bring through, but obviously it won't be a wholesale thing. They've got to bring them through slowly. But I'm very hopeful that they will make it with Everton and prove themselves, because they're of a decent standard.
Gary, Jay, have a brilliant weekend. Thank you very much, guys.
The Kickoff with Steve Huthersall.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.